This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Imagine the water you use in your house when you brush your teeth, take a shower, even water the lawn. This week, California's water agencies will tally up how much their local customers use and report it to the state. The drought there is so serious that you might even get a bill that labels you as wasteful. It's one of the ways utilities are trying to make their customers more water thrifty without resorting to the R word, rationing. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
Let's be clear. Water rationing does work, but politicians are loath to do it.
Rationing is sort of an ugly word.
Jay Lund runs the Center for Watershed Sciences at the University of California, Davis. He says politicians reserve the R word for true emergencies.
Because you want to save that public awareness and public spiritedness for when it's really needed. Otherwise, you get accused of crying wolf, and you can get unelected as a board member for a water district if you cry wolf too often.
A few California cities do face a dire shortage and are rationing. Others are better off, but they want to avoid rationing in the future. California's water regulators are encouraging them to consider something called water budgeting. You can find water budgeting here in Irvine, an affluent suburb in Orange County. The smell of fresh-cut grass fills the air in a neighborhood where gardeners are blowing clippings off the sidewalks. If there's a drought here, you wouldn't know it.
You can see it looks nice and green, a couple of little brown patches there. But this
Fiona Sanchez is director of water resources for the Irvine Ranch Water District. Here, she says, your water bill acts as water cop.
If you're wasting water, we're going to send you a very strong price signal to let you know that you have wasteful use.
Here's the SparkNotes version. Every household gets a, quote, reasonable monthly water budget based on specifics like family size and how big your property is. Right now, it's 50 gallons per person per day for indoors. Outdoors, enough to maintain a grass lawn, even in a drought. Stay within your water budget, you pay some of the lowest water rates in the county. Go over, you pay more. And they call you names.
We call it inefficient, and it's printed that way on the water bill.
That's for folks who exceed their budget by up to 30%. Go higher, they call you excessive and charge you even more. Abandon all water sense and reach the highest tier of use, you get the disdainful, wasteful label and major sticker shock.
It's designed to get the customer's attention and think, oh, whoa, well, my water bill went from something like, you know, $28 up to maybe, you know, $90.
In fact, Irvine's wasteful water users can pay up to 9 times as much as their efficient neighbors. Sanchez says since they created water budgeting in 1991, their customers use half as much water outdoors, and per capita water use is way under the state average. But here's the thing. Only a dozen or so water agencies in the entire country charge for water this way. What's up with that?
It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of resources.
Felicia Marcus is chair of California's Water Resources Control Board.
Because you need to be able to work with your community to come up with what, say, a reasonable indoor water use is for a family of four.
And costly climate data to estimate a reasonable outdoor water use. And some water boards view it as just a more subtle form of rationing they fear ratepayers will reject. But Tom Ash, who helped create water budgeting, argues politically it's easier than mandating a cutback because that puts customers who are already conserving water in a squeeze.
So I would say it's a much more equitable and a much nicer scenario than rationing.
And if you design it right, Ash says, an agency can still cover its fixed costs even if it's selling less water. That's a common problem at water agencies everywhere.
They're asking people to use less water, they're losing money, and then they have to raise rates. And so it makes everybody mad.
Mad enough to make water boards want to try something new. Ash says by next year, he'll be advising a dozen water utilities in Southern California that want to see whether water budgets do make good water cops. In Irvine, California, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.